Jason Sanborn Coffee, the blend of friendship in a cup, present Edgar Bergen, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, Ray Noble and his orchestra, our guest W.C. Fields, and...
There's a little lad with freckles on his nose. Could it be a bad, no matter where he goes? To London, who's the president? Who do you suppose?
Everybody's friend but Bill Fields, Charlie McCarthy.
Welcome from me to you and to everybody. And from good old Jason Sanborn to it, chum. At Friendship in a Cup. And welcome to Mr. W.C. Fields. He's Friendship in a Hiccup.
All right, Charlie.
Oh, here's a chair for you, Mr. Bergen. Won't you sit down?
Well, thank you, Charlie. Thank you.
May I pour some coffee for you, Mr. Noble? I brought some down here.
Well, thanks, Charles. Yes, I will have just a spot of it.
Oh, that's nice. You're welcome to chairs, yes.
Well, now, what is all this about, Charlie? This doing things for people, being so considerate of others all of a sudden.
Well, I just figure, Mr. Bergen, that we're friends.
Yes.
And what's friends for if you don't help them out?
Well, that's quite right.
You'd stand up for me and stand behind me if I needed it, wouldn't you, huh?
Yes, Charlie, I would, yes. I'll stand behind you if you're right.
If I'm right?
Yes.
Well, but can I stand behind you if I'm wrong? That's what I want to know.
I'm sorry, Charlie. Oh, I'm beginning to understand now. All this good behavior wouldn't have anything to do with Mr. Fields coming here today, would it?
Well, I thought maybe we'd all stick together and I wouldn't have to apologize.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
I thought as much. Well, don't think for a minute, young man, that you're going to get out of apologizing to Mr. Fields.
But I thought...
No. Why, the idea of rigging up a skunk trap in Mr. Fields' garden and tripping him up.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's bad.
That's very bad, of course it is. Why, that sort of a thing? Well, it's a menace to society.
Since when is Fields society?
There are no two ways about it, young man. You must apologize.
Mm.
Yes.
Well, what'll I say? I can say, Mr. Fields, I'm sorry about catching you in my skunk trap.
Yes.
It was a case of mistaken identity.
No. Do you realize that Mr. Fields hurt himself when he fell?
He did?
Yes, of course he did.
I thought maybe his nose would break his fall.
Now, wait. Well, young man,
huh?
It's up to you.
Yeah.
An apology is in order, and you must hold out the olive branch.
Yeah?
Yes.
I must hold it out.
Yes.
What's the use? He'll only fall over that hill.
No. Charlie, you should have respect for Mr. Fields.
Why?
Well, he's a very famous man.
He thinks he's pretty good, I know.
Yes.
He thinks the whole world revolves around him. And it does, most of the time, too.
Nevertheless, Mr. Fields deserves an apology.
Yeah.
Yes, and it must come from you.
Yeah.
Yes. After all, he's an upright citizen, so it must be done.
Yeah. Okay. You get him upright, and I'll apologize.
No. Well, that'll be enough out of you, young man. Now, what are you going to say to Mr. Fields?
Oh, will you help me out, Mr. Durgan?
All right. Why don't you say something like this? My dear Mr. Fields.
Yeah?
I beg leave to make restitution for my intrusion.
That's fancy.
Yes. Tears of anguish fall upon my unhappy breast. Can you say that?
Sure. Tears of anguish fall upon my unhappy breast, sir. Yes.
No, breast.
Breast.
Yes. I smite my lonely bosom in agony of shame.
Yeah?
Yes.
I smite my lonely bosom.
Yes.
In agony.
Of shame.
Of shame.
Yes. Now take it again.
I smite it by my bosom in shame.
The whole thing.
I smite. I smite it once.
Well, smite it again. I'll start from the beginning.
Oh, Mr. Fields. In restitution at your institution. Am I unhappy there?
Yes.
You bloody baboon.
No way.
You smite my baboon.
No.
You smite.
No, let's continue.
All right.
Oh, shame. Oh, disgrace. Oh, humility.
Oh, nuts. I can't go through with it.
is the key to a better start.
Darling, breakfast ready.
So am I. Good morning, Mrs. Hart, my dear.
Mr. Hart, the coffee here is friendship in a cup, my dear.
A very good morning to you.
To serve patient and warn my sweet is mom.
It's super rich and wonderful.
It adds to my love for you, Mrs. Hart. A very good morning to you. Mrs. Hart, I love you more and more every day.
But only on account of my coffee.
Well, it's awfully nice coffee.
It's Chasen Sanborn.
Say, Abbott, what's Costello doing? Putting on the dog?
I don't know, Ray. Why do you ask that?
Well, he wanted to know the name of my tailor.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. The boy probably wants to get himself a new outfit. You see, we're going to do a jungle picture. Costello's going to play a big game hunter.
Hey, Charlie!
Yes.
Hey, Miss Connie!
All right,
no. Hey, Abbott!
All right, quiet.
Hey, Abbott! Connie, everybody.
Hey, Costello, what is this?
Oh, I'm all ready, Abbott. I'm all dressed for my part in the picture.
Well, what are you doing dressed up in that tuxedo? You're going to be a big game hunter.
I thought you said a big game hunter.
No!
Well, I don't go out get dressed up like this while hunting.
I know like that. It's too hot in Africa to wear a tuxedo. I'm wearing a sarong.
You're wearing a what?
A sarong.
Sarong?
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. What are you laughing about? Have you ever seen me in a sarong?
No, but I've seen a lamb chop with panties on it.
Never mind that.
That lamb chop had more meat on it than you have.
All right, Costello, please be serious. The title of our new picture is Hunting Big Game in Africa. By the way, are you a hunter?
Am I a hunter?
Mm-hmm.
One time in Africa, I come face to face with a ferocious lion.
And then what happened?
Well, I snapped at the lion.
Yes.
Then the lion snapped at me.
Yes.
And something suddenly whisked past me.
What was it?
Pomona.
Oh, come on.
Then my uncle came to my rescue, and I finally brought the lion home stuffed.
What was he stuffed with?
With my uncle.
All right, okay. Now, pay close attention. Now, in this picture, Clark Gable is supposed to save Rita Hayworth from a savage...
Rita Hayworth from... Rita!
All right, Rita Hayworth. Now, wait a minute, will you just a minute? Now, listen close, will you? He's saving the both of them from a savage, man-eating lion. But instead of Gable fighting the lion, a stuntman jumps in and takes his place.
That guy must be nuts. What's his name?
Costello.
Costello? Mm. Oh, I like to meet that guy. Mm. Costello? That's me!
Yeah, of course it's you. You're going to fight the lion for Gable.
And how much money do I get?
What do you care about the money? It's the experience you need.
Fine experience. Lion eats boy.
Oh, come on.
I don't get it.
Now, don't be silly. This lion is tame.
Well, so am I, but I get hungry.
All right, now, Now, here is the scene. As we enter the jungle, we are in search of big game. There you are.
Ooh! Ooh!
What's the matter?
Oh!
What's the matter?
Oh! A big bird just came out of a pond and flew straight at me.
Duck?
No! Hit me! What?
Oh, quiet! Stay close to me and be on the lookout for wild animals.
I hope we don't run into a whiff enough.
What kind of an animal is that?
You know, one of those things that looks like a black cat with a streak of white down his back.
That's a skunk.
A whiff enough.
All right.
Coming this way. Hey, Abbott.
What?
Abbott.
What?
Let's make a hole for the line to fall in. much money I'm getting.
For the last time, what do you care about the money? It's the experience you need. Here comes the line. Here he comes.
Help! Quicksand! Quicksand!
I don't see any quicksand.
No, no. I mean quick. Stand for help.
No, no. Stand where you are. Now, look. It's a the lion runs by. You grab him by the mane.
By the mane what?
The mane. The mane. Lion's neck.
They do.
I hear Mr. Fields coming.
Oh. Oi, 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 oi. Are you sure he's coming, Bertie? No. You kid me, love.
Yes. Yes, it is.
What?
Yes, it is, Charlie.
Is it?
Yes, it's W.C. Fields, all right.
Oh, can you see him?
Well, I can just see a little of it.
Yeah?
I can see him sticking his nose in the door.
Sticking his nose in the door?
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, then it'll be 5 minutes before he gets here.
Well, I saw where they had
Jiggers! Let me out of here.
Calling
after
you there.
Oh.
Hello, Edgar. How are you?
Oh, hello, Mr. Fields. Hello.
Where's the little woodpecker snack bar?
Yeah, well, now. Bill, I can explain everything about that incident.
Explain why your belligerent little bundling board perpetrated an act of sabotage by stretching a wire across my garden path.
Yes, I'd be glad to do that. You see, it was perfectly innocent, Bill. You see, he was setting a skunk trap. That's what he was doing.
Oh, a skunk trap.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, that's fine. That covers everything.
Yeah.
Thanks for the compliment.
Oh, well, I didn't mean it that way.
That's okay. Nevertheless, the other evening, as I was traversing my garden in search of flora and fauna, Flora is my cook, you know.
Oh, I see.
That a likable young lady.
Uh-huh.
Makes wonderful crepes.
Yes. Well, I believe all that, but that's really none of my
business. Well, I was walking along when I unexpectedly tripped, and the next thing I knew, I was prostrate on terra firma.
Oh.
Which was not unusual in itself, but the circumstance.
Yes, I can believe that. But, Bill, let's get back to the skunk trap, remember?
Oh, you mean Flora?
No. The skunk trap.
I see what you mean.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, it was quite an experience.
Yeah.
I broke my femur and fractured my decanter.
Oh, no. Well, now, that does sound rather serious, Bill.
Yes, it was. I hurried to the hospital. Clang, clang, clang.
Clang, clang, clang. Yes, I remember that.
After 2 days in the hospital, I took a turn for the nurse. Work. Yes, it is. It's the secretary.
Yes.
And I took some beautiful x-rays of my leg. 6 reels of them.
6 reels, that's fine. A feature, huh?
Yeah.
What'd they find, Bill, in your...
Well, just I expected. The bowel of my leg was hollow.
Is that... tell me, Bill, were you running a fever, too?
No, I had some trouble with a blood pressure.
Oh, I see. Rather high?
Might improve.
No, yes.
But a wonderful place, that hospital. Yeah. Very comfortable bed.
Well, that helps. Yeah.
He even had mattresses on the wall.
They made you feel at home, did they?
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, Bill. Until I suffered a nervous breakdown.
Now, don't tell me you had a nervous breakdown, Bill. Oh, that's awful. Well, Charlie certainly has caused you a lot of trouble, hasn't he?
Oh, I don't blame the little fella, Edgar. I love him. He's all right.
Great life.
Even though my fall also caused a pulled tendon, Paget's disease, double vision, bad case of pernicious dandruff.
No.
Not to mention Logo and the Magogo and Ralph Adele.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Complicated by a slight case of Mifepristone and Poppendale and a slip.
What?
A slip sacroiliac.
No, that's slip.
Thrown
what?
In, yeah.
Slip, what was that?
Sacroiliac. S-A-C-R-O.
Yeah.
Hyphen.
Yeah.
From there on, you're on your own.
A wonder that you recovered from all that.
Oh, yeah. The coppers had given me up to despair. One day they discovered I had a time for crises.
Oh, I see. So now it's crises, is it?
Yeah, it's a technical word.
Yes. Well, what day was it when you passed this crises?
The day they found me blowing the foam off my medicine.
Oh, when Charlie learns of this, Bill, he'll be very sorry. I know he'll be sorry. And I just want you to know, Bill, that he's ready and he's willing to apologize.
Oh, that's quite all right, Edgar. As a matter of fact, I'm very fond of the boy.
Yeah?
Where is the little fire hazard?
Yes. I think I'll call him in, Bill, in just a moment. Oh, Charlie!
He's not here.
Never mind.
Charlie! Back here.
I want you to know that Bill is right here.
Yes.
Yes, and he knows all about it.
Uh-huh.
And Charlie wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
No.
Good evening, Mr. Fields.
What did he say?
I said, good evening, that's all.
Let's not jump at conclusions.
Charlie, I've been telling Mr. Fields that you want to apologize. Now, isn't that right?
Yes, it is. Yes, I do, Mr. Fields. I do.
Well, that's just fine, my little chump. There she goes again with that panther. Tell me, my little man, why did you set a trap in my garden? Don't you know there aren't any skunks there?
No skunks in your garden?
No.
I'm sorry.
No wildlife, with one possible exception. My place is occasionally infested with a herd of pink mastodons.
Pink mastodons. All elephants.
That's right.
I hear that the elephants around your place take aspirin to get rid of W.C. Fields.
I love them, little nippers. Is it true, Edgar, that Charlie can trace his ancestry back to an old chestnut stump, the abode of a family of polecats?
Yeah. Oh, this is like the old days, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, boy. Remember how we used to fight, Mr. Seal? Yeah. Foolish, wasn't it?
Yes, was, my little friend. But we're above that sort of thing now.
Yes, those are the good old days, aren't they, Bill?
Yeah, remember the time I said I'd slice you into a Venetian blind?
Yeah.
That was a good one. I think I told her, was it?
Yeah, sure was. Remember how I topped you by saying that makes me shudder?
Who said you topped me?
I topped you.
Why, the only laugh you ever got was a sneer from a disgruntled termite.
Why? You keep that up and you play a return engagement at the hospital.
Better be careful, my little friend. You know, wood pulp is in the priority list.
Yeah, well, listen, you long-nosed anteater. Now, wait a
minute. Gentlemen, please, gentlemen.
Bergen, I'm afraid Mr. Fields just doesn't love me anymore, that's all.
Don't tell me I don't love you, or I'll break every knot in your body.
Now, wait a minute. That's the wrong attitude, Bill. Why can't we be friends?
What do you say, Charlie?
Okay, okay. I'll make one more attempt at appeasement.
Yes.
Then I'll fire on sight.
You'll do nothing of the kind, Charlie. You're going to be nice to Mr. Fields.
But he doesn't like me.
Why, I idolize the little chap. I'd do anything for him.
Would you, Mr. Fields?
Why, I'd be glad to. Anything the little chap craves.
Okay, well, Mr. Fields, I have a new bicycle, you see.
Oh, would you like a bell?
Well,
I can, I'm not affluent, but I could buy you a bell.
Well, that's nice that I have a bell. But I was just wondering if I could borrow... Oh, I don't suppose it'd be right.
Yes, it's all right,
oh,
John.
No,
but I love the little
child. No, it isn't right.
Oh.
Could I borrow your nose for a tail light? No.
There it goes. Oh, you see, Edgar, it's no use.
Well, Bill, it's only the mischief in the boy. That's all it is. That's what makes him say those things. Why, Charlie is his own worst enemy.
Not while I am around, he's not. Can he borrow my nose for a tail light? Why, I'll fill him full of lead and use him for a pencil.
Yeah. I go my lap, old Bergen, here. Wait a minute. I want to hang one on him.
No, no, you don't, Bergen. Now, stop it. Remember, Mr. Fields is not a well man, are you, Bill?
No, that's right, Edgar.
Yeah.
I've been a fragile thing of beauty ever since I was born.
Yeah.
Why, you weren't born. You were squeezed out of a bar rag. Now,
shut him up. He's full of chipmunks.
Yeah, he's not. You are so... Now, gentlemen, please, will you please stop?
Oh, my nose is tail light.
Well,
but,
I'm sorry.
Why, if you were sawdust on a barroom floor, I'd walk 10 blocks to a drugstore to get an ice cream soda.
Yeah,
horse ready
see,
flavor.
It looks like a tail light. That's what I see.
Silver, it's Sterling.
And slivers, it's Charles McCarthy.
In violins, it's Stradivarius.
How about W.C. Fiddle?
Oh. In Athens, it's the Parthenon.
Lovely place. Played a split week there, Juan.
In every field, true greatness stands out, head and shoulders above the crowd.
I don't want a field where the nose stands out.
That McCarthy needs a new paint job. A good shellacking wouldn't do him any harm. I've got a nose like a taillight, have I?
Yes.
In our field, it's Chase and Sanborn, a truly great coffee.
And great coffee means great flavor to Westerners. The thrill-packed flavor of roaster fresh coffee, super rich and supremely delicious.
All the girls say he's a honey.
chat while they spend all their money. He spends his time on their lap.
They start with school, the longest way around. Why, nothing to prove, the other side of town.